Marilyn Byron was caught on camera breaking into her niece's Cathcart Street apartment last year. The footage showed the 36-year-old woman and a man trying to pry open the back door with a shovel. A judge heard last week. Once they got inside, the duo made off with two necklaces, Assistant Crown Attorney Blair Hagen said. The January 25, 2022 incident was one of two break-ins. Byron pleaded guilty to Thursday when she appeared in the Ontario Court of Justice. Video surveillance also connected her to a July 26-year-old North Street burglary. It showed the accused taking a power pack from the porch and gas cans from the side of the house. She was scared off by a neighbor and a barking dog, Hagen told Justice Romwald Kwolek. As well, Byron pleaded guilty to assaulting her partner on April 22, and two counts of missing court dates. The domestic assault occurred on April 22 at an Albert Street East residence. City police responded at 11 a.m. to a disturbance call, reporting a man and a woman, both clad in black, outside fighting. Byron reportedly had stolen some of his belongings, and repeatedly struck his upper body, Hagen said. The Crown and Defense Counsel Ken Walker jointly recommended that Byron receive a suspended sentence and be placed on probation for 2 years. Her lack of a prior criminal record was a significant factor in their joint position. Walker said the mother of three has substance abuse issues and, hopefully, probation will assist her. Kwolek said she was before the court as a first-time offender with no prior record. These are very serious charges, he told Byron. The judge indicated there could have been a more serious disposition but for her guilty pleas and antecedents, including her substance abuse problem. He called the seriousness of the offenses and Byron's violence against a partner aggravating factors. Kwolek imposed a suspended sentence, and 24 months probation, with conditions that include no contact with three complainants. As well, Byron must attend any recommended assessment, counseling and rehabilitative programs for substance abuse. This is most important, Kwolek told her. He also prohibited Byron from possessing weapons for 2 years. She must also provide a DNA sample.